السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He gave us the opportunity to get together for His zikr, for His remembrance. I have mentioned now almost on every occasion of zikrullah majlis that we have different kinds of flavors, different kinds of scents, different kinds of perfumes, different kinds of tastes. So the flavor of the majlis of zikr, the scent and fragrance of the majlis of zikr is different from that of the majlis of waaz and nasihat that we normally have. Although every subject is important and everything that is connected with deen is to be made bayan of, to give talk, to discuss, it is ibadat. At present we know what is happening in Palestine. It is really heart-shattering. It grieves a person. It makes a person feel very, very sad at the state of the ummah. And we are also part of that same ummah. But our actions and our deeds are bringing about such a reaction that we are becoming a laughing stock. Nobody seems to be really interested now in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or that dignity that it enjoyed, that force, that power, that awe that Allah Ta'ala had put into the hearts of the enemies. It is all totally lost. Nothing, nobody bothers. They can walk into your land, they can drive into your land, they can bomb, they can drive their tankers, and they can destroy as they wish. That is what it has reduced itself to. We must keep on making dua. We must put ourselves right to and make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the ummah also the hidayah to make amal. But this, as I said, is a majlis of zikr. And we normally discuss something about maut, because that is that break that is required. When our vehicles of life are running without brakes, so then there's going to be a lot of accidents, a lot of damage, a lot of destruction. So that is the reason that in the Thursday night zikr majlis, so many times we discuss about maut. Repeatedly we read those ash'ar, which once again awakens the person to reality, that life is not something that is in our hands, and it is not something that we know when it's going to go. The angel of death is not going to first give us an SMS message or some kind of telephone call or ring some bells or make an announcement in the newspapers or over the media that I will be visiting your house tomorrow, or I will be catching you on the street tomorrow, or whilst you are driving, then that motor car is going to become a mouth car. He doesn't make any kind of announcements. But we will make this announcement that ND291699, whoever is the owner, please remove your car. Now see, this is an announcement. The person knows. The angel of death is not going to make any announcement. Na kuch malo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch malo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. You've heard this before, listen to it again. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. What is going to accompany us to our graves? From the material things of this world, nothing but the kafan. Nothing else accompanies the person. Our beautiful homes, our beautiful cars, the thrones of the kings, the crowns of the kings, the oil wells, the gold mines, the silver mines, all the platinum and uranium of the world, everything will remain behind. فَقَدْ سَاتْ تَيْرَ كَفَنْ جَائِگَا. It's only the kafan that we will take across with us from the material things of this world. And that too because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not want us to leave this world and go into the qabr in a naked state. If it had not been for that, that Allah Ta'ala wants to keep our modesty, then we would have been told that the person is now dead and it must be only a person who is rock-hearted or he is very, very filthy-minded, that looking at a dead person, he will get shahwat, or his passions and desires of the evil kind will be incited. That must be a person who must be really, really far, far away from deen, from shariat, from Quran, from sunnah, from Allah, from his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But still Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, no, give them a kafan. So that is the reason for that. But after some time, that kafan also, no sign of it is left in the grave. Because there is no parda from the worms of the graves. They will be the source of the destruction of that kafan. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha, na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have seen fit, healthy people. I've explained this many times. Fit, healthy people. Jogging, running, skipping, doing all kinds of exercises, keeping the body in good shape, running the marathon. Everything going for the young person. the person died also, then ithar was put, good kafan was given. But when the person goes to the grave, and after some time when you open the grave, na uzve badanta na tare kafanta, no part of the body and no sign of that beautiful kafan that was given. So it does not mean that now we must divorce ourselves from everything of this world. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. I repeatedly say, if a person is wealthy, he has got good car, good home, good children, but he is an Allah wala, he is not disobedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he will get Jannat in the Akhirat. He will get Qurb and Ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala in this world, and he will be from the Awliya. If a person is very poor, he hasn't got anything, but he's got Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his life, so then he too can be from amongst the Awliya, and he too can get Jannatul Firdaus. It's not how much we have or how much we don't have, it's what we're going to take with us from here. So from the material things is nothing but the kafan, but from our actions and our deeds, it's everything that we do that we are going to take with us. Good deeds, then the person will be enjoying good time. Bad deeds and bad actions, then the same things will become the serpents and the chains and the fire. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us from his azab and the azab of qabr. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dan jayega, faqat saat tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye duniya ka lalach ye hirs o hawas, ye duniya ka lalach ye hirs o hawas, ye dal dal hai tu isme san jayega. Ye duniya ka lalach ye hirs o hawas, as you hear hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. This greed, hirs. Person has got great hope that he's been living very, very long in this world, and he's got greed and passions and desires which are not ending. Hazaro ummide aisi, hazaro tamanna aisi ke har tamanna pe dil nikle. So thousands of desires and wishes. Every desire the person wants to give his heart. Bohat nikle mere arman phir bhi kam nikle. So therefore he says that this is sinking sand. The person is going to sink. The person, if he is going to give his heart to hirs and hawas, greed and evil passions and desires, then he is going to sink into the ground.
Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega. Where are we giving our hearts to pretty faces? Exceptions are our wives. But those who are giving it to illicit beloveds, he say, these beautiful faces, what is going to happen to them one day? They will also turn to dust. Turning to dust may take a long time, but just after the person is buried, open up that grave after 2 or 3 days, the stench is going to be such there that the person will run for his life. He will not like to look at that face anymore. Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he said, put them under the sand, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got such elements in the sand that they absorb all that blood and that filth of the body of the dead person. Otherwise the person would not like to even stand there. Look at the wars and the battles when they take place recently also, when thousands of bodies were lying around in Iraq and other places. People were holding their noses and running far from even their own relatives and family members. That is the condition of the person. Of course, the soul will enjoy the good times, enjoy the fragrance of Jannat, if the person was a good person. But those people who have given their hearts to these pretty faces, says, take lesson, go to the graveyard, stand there, and picture that beloved in the grave. What has happened? Turn to dust. And as I said, if it's just a day or two later, then the stench is going to be so much that the person does not want to even stand there, if he has to open the grave. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega ye daulat ye quwwat ye husn o ada ye daulat ye quwwat ye husn o ada hawaon ki chalni mein chan jayega ye daulat ye quwwat ye husn o ada hawaon ki chalni mein chan jayega na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega faqat saath tere kafan jayega sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe akela tu apne watan jayega na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega faqat saath tere kafan jayega sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe akela tu apne watan jayega our real watan is the akhirat we are temporary residents in this world our real place of residence is going to be the akhirat so sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe Even the wife doesn't want to sleep with the husband who is dead. The children do not want to go into the grave with the father or the mother. Nobody wants to accompany the person in his grave. Sabhi chhod chalenge akela tujhe. The person will also just wonder where everybody is gone. All those who are proclaiming so much of love, where are they? Akela tu apne watan jayega. Alone we will have to go on the journey to the akhirat. We will go to our watan alone. But once again, for the Muslim, that is the only way that he can meet his Allah. So mouth and death must not be something that puts such kind of fright in a person's heart that now he does not even desire to go into the qabr or the akhirat. How else is he going to meet his Allah? How else is he going to enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat? How else is he going to get out of this world of fitnas and problems and difficulties and tests and trials and accidents and murders and killings and hijackings and rape and arson and looting? How else is he going to get out of all this? It is only through the bridge of death that he can cross over and then meet his Allah and enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. So the only thing that is required is that this temporary life, don't give our hearts to others besides Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone that we will love because Allah has said must love them. Otherwise we won't love them. If Allah ta'ala says that you must love your parents, your children, then we love them. But if that child has become murtad, has given up Islam and Iman, and is making a lot of bakwas, talking a lot of ill and evil about Islam and Iman, then we say, no, my child, there's no my child after that. Then that is not your child, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, now you mustn't love that child. So therefore it says, Sabhi chod chalenge akela tujhe, akela tu apne watan jayega. Gada qabr ka hashr aur pul se raat, gada qabr ka hashr aur pul se raat, ye rasta bada hi kathan jayega. All of us have to cross the pul se raat. Ye rasta bada hi kathan jayega. First there is the station of the qabr, and from the station of the qabr to the akhirat, and then we have to cross the pul sirat. So the Muslim keeps these things in front of him, that we have to pass all these stages. So we must be alert, we must not be in ghaflat, we must not be in negligence, we must not be heedless. Akela tu apne watan jayega, gada qabr ka hashr aur pul se raat, ye rasta bada hi katan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Jo banna hai tujh par wo ban jayega, tujhe qabr mein chhod aayenge jab, tujhe qabr mein chhod aayenge jab, jo banna hai tujh par wo ban jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Tujhe qabr mein chhod aayenge jab, jo banna hai tujh par wo ban jayega. When our friends, our family members, our relatives, we don't know who, they're going to leave us in the qabr and return, then jo banna hai tujh par wo ban jayega. They will not be even aware of what is happening in the grave to you anymore. They will not be aware what is happening to us after that. They have done their duty, now they're going to fight over what he left behind, or what the mother left behind, or what the wife left behind, what the husband left behind. That's what they're going to fight over now. They will forget the person after reading one Fatiha, then that will be the end of it. Now all their remembrance will be of how much was left behind. And then you will see another world war, and battles, and all kinds of problems in the distribution of estates. If we did not make those children nek and salih, if we did not give them ilm-e-deen, if we did not teach them the Quran and Sunnah, if we did not give them the muhabbat and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so then they are going to fight, and somebody will try to grab more than his rightful share, and there will be nothing but court cases, battles. That poor person, whatever happened to him in the grave, nobody is concerned. Once a year on Eid day, they may go to the Qabristan and read a little bit Fatiha and finished. Tujhe qabr mein chhod aayenge jab, jo banna hai tujh par wo ban jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, ke maula mera jis se man jayega. Rahega wohi mar ke aaram se, ke maula mera jis se man jayega. Only that person will enjoy aaram in the grave. He will enjoy peace and happiness, and that person will enjoy the fragrance of Jannat, and that person will sleep now till the day of Qiyamat. The moment his hisab, the moment the angels have questioned him and he will give the correct replies, then sleep now till the day of Qiyamat. Nam ka naumatil aruz. what enjoyment, what that person will get, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So he says, only that person with whom my Mawla, my Allah has become pleased, then he will be enjoying life even in the grave, meaning that his soul will enjoy that life. And sometimes both body and soul. A person is sitting next to a sleeping person. The sleeping person is dreaming of palaces and mansions and gold and silver and lovely food and drink and everything else. He is dreaming away. And we're sitting next to that person and we don't see anything. And sometimes that person is dreaming of being chased by a lion, by a ferocious dog, or the person is being attacked, he's being shot, he's being beaten up. We're sitting next to the person, we don't see nothing happening. So that's an example. Now in the grave also, things are happening. If we don't see, it doesn't mean nothing is happening. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take lessons that this month of July, which is coming, which is a month of fitnas in South Africa, especially in the Durban area, that every person just wants to go for all those attractions that are being laid out. From now, preparations are being made that we will have this on the beachfront and that on the beachfront and this here and that there and this cinema, that cinema, discos, rave clubs, night clubs, day clubs, all kinds of clubs. Everybody is preparing for the influx of visitors and tourists that will be coming. The casinos are preparing advertisements upon advertisements. Win this, win that, win that. Now where does this banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala go? What was the purpose of all these majalis? What is the purpose of dawat and tabligh? What is the purpose of khanqas? What is the purpose of masajid and madaris and darul ulums? It was to link us with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to have that azmat of Allah in our hearts, that wherever we are before Allah. He is watching our gazes. He knows what we are listening to. He knows what we are speaking. He knows what we are touching. He knows where we are walking. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the qudrat and power to shake up that earth beneath our feet, and we don't know where it can happen, or send the storms, and we don't know when it can happen. So therefore, stay far away from those areas of sin and vices and evils. The person is not going to lose his life if he doesn't visit those places during those periods of time. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر Allah 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 Allah
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun,
बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ वो नबीना व शफीना मौलाना मुहम्मद आले सैदिना व नबीना व शफीना व मौलाना मुहम्मद मुबारक वसलम يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او ماي بيلوفد الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله موست فورجيفينج الله موست كومباشنيت الله او ماي موست تولرنت الله موست بينيفيسنت موست مرسيفول الله Oh, my most beautiful Allah, after taking your Mubarak name, we are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts also crossing our minds. Yeah. My beloved Allah, there is no question of darkness for you. Yeah. Even if it is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to what we are doing? It is just your kindness and your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then when we disobey you. Ya Allah, all our lives we have disobeyed you. We have used your bounties for your disobedience. Your gifts for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. How much of our hearing for your disobedience. Our tongues, our speech, how much of it for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you blessed us with hands and feet. How much of it we used to disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have caused embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us there and then. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are. How loving you are. How caring you are. How compassionate and merciful and kind you are. How tolerant and forgiving you are. That you did not destroy us although we disobeyed you millions of times. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not advertising our sins, we are not justifying our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. ہم شرمندہ ہیں ہم نادم ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم مجرم اور خطاکار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہمارے دل گندے ہیں لیکن میرے اللہ
तुझे छोड़ के हम गद्दे जाए कहां? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no one for us besides you. No matter how sinful we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than the entire creation put together. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Just one drop, my beloved Allah. Not even a drop is required. Just your glance of forgiveness over these sinful hearts is sufficient, my beloved Allah, to blow away the mountains of sins. You have given man the science of dynamite sticks. Ya Allah, little sticks blow away huge mountains. Ya Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to behave like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to say something and do something? Ya Allah, how long are we going to distance ourselves from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A day is going to come when we have to depart from this world. Ya Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace come upon us. Amen. Don't let any kind of shame or disgrace come upon us, our families, or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. It is not difficult for you, O my beloved Allah, to change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the interests of our lives have changed. We begin to enjoy sins and ghaflat and negligence. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula meri madad kar. Ey mere maula meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. By Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. But we are seeking your help. Help us, my beloved Allah. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You don't like to punish. Ya Allah, you get no enjoyment and pleasure in punishing. Therefore you sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Therefore you sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to guide. Therefore you reveal the Holy Quran Sharif for guidance. Ya Allah, therefore you send the ulama-i haq and you send the awliya-i siddiqeen to us so that they may guide us, so that they may save us from destruction. Ya Allah, they may turn us away from that path which leads to destruction. If it had not been your desire to forgive, Ya Allah, you would not have created all these means of forgiveness. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of hashr. Cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning. Enter us into jannat without any reckoning.
in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya Siddiqeen. Oh my beloved Allah, hum kya jawab denge? How can we ever give account of our actions and deeds before you? You have seen everything, you have heard everything, you know everything. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Bless us all with good health. Health is in your hands. Shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. There are so many amongst us. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. There are so many have undergone operations, and so many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, so many have met up with accidents. So many have suffered other kinds of injuries and problems. Sabku sihate tamma kamila ajila ata farma. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy. Why should we be jealous of what you have given to others when there is no shortage in your treasures? Why should we not seek from you halal sustenance? Ya Allah, bless us with halal sustenance. Those who are in debts, bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their debts and their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, oh my beloved Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to get rid from their homes and their lives of all the evil which is causing so much of corruption and immorality to come into the lives of the children. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that those TVs and movies and the Hollywood and the Bollywood is not going to bring any kind of peace or happiness in our hearts. It's going to create nothing but friction and division and disunity between husbands and wives, parents and children. Ya Allah, it's going to bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties and problems. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand that in drugs and in drink and in wine and in illicit women, there is nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you sukoon of our hearts. Bless us with tranquility, with peace, with happiness, with joy, with satisfaction. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my beloved Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love of good deeds. Put a hatred of sins into our hearts. Mere Mawla, Tere Siwa Hamara Koi Sahara Nahi. Tere Siwa Koi Hamara Nahi. Tere Siwa Koi Hamara Nahi. Ay Mere Mawla, Ab To Hamara Ban Ja. Agar Ek Tu Nahi Mera To Koi Shay Nahi Meri. Jo Tu Mera To Sab Mera Falak Mera Zameen Meri. Ya Allah, Ek Din Marna Hai Akhir Maut Hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths. Adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. Jab maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab mera watan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Kaash Madina ab mera watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us wherever it is. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he prayed for us. How much of difficulties and hardships he underwent. But he loved the ummah so much. He left the ummah in one body and one soul. We have shattered the soul of the ummah. Ya Allah, division upon division upon division. My beloved Allah, change the condition of the Ummah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, Palestine ke musalmanon ko aapas mein mohabbat aur jod naseeb farma. Unite their hearts, my beloved Allah. Let them fight the common enemy, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect our masajid, madaris, tabligh udawat ki mehnat qabool farma, ijtimaat, gasht, talim ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sab ko qabool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed for us all the time. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our families with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. With your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness, my beloved Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous, pious marriage partners. Those who are in search of rizq, they are unemployed, bless them with halal employment and with barakat rizq. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of those individuals who have raised their hands, whatever difficulty, hardship, pain and suffering they are going through. My beloved Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove the pain, suffering, sickness, hardships and problems. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.